Next one is the phase one compensation here under the new policy for Jeffrey J. Hoopner, ADC number 078465. Mr. Hoopner served in 10-year sentence to Asbury Solway, accepted their plea agreement. He's asking for a 2-year reduction in his sentence. His current absolute date is March 3rd, 2020. Granted, 2-year reduction, his absolute date would be June 16, 2019. Mr. Hoopner has a detainer by the Maricopa County Adult Probation Department. According to his commutation application, Mr. Hoopner was driving a friend to Walmart when he saw a guy named Jake who allegedly previously stole his laptop, at which time, along with his wallet and money out of his truck, in which no police report was made reference to this theft. When Mr. Hoopner pulled over to ask the victim about the theft, the victim pulled out a long chain and began to swing it at him. Mr. Hoopner, in self-defense, pulled out a knife. He felt the sentence is excessive because it was based on a sex offense charge that occurred over 30 years ago, and he would be on probation and drug tested if released. He accepted a plea agreement, but since there was no alleged felony conviction in the agreement, Mr. Hoopner feels that he should have received a plea as a first-time offender. Farther state, he relapsed on meth and ended up in a bad situation. Mr. Hoopner has taken some classes and plans to return home to his wife and Mason, who will find employment and assist his wife with the caregiving of his mother. There are letters of support, of family support. There is also an opposition letter from the Maricopa County Attorney's Office strongly opposing Mr. Hoopner's application. After review of the Ames report, he has numerous felony convictions for theft and dangerous drug violations in which he has served time in the Arizona Department of Correction. He currently has no citations since being incarcerated. The pre-sentence report states the victim was riding his bike when Mr. Hoopner nearly hit him while driving his pickup truck. He then began yelling at the victim about a laptop as he stopped and got out of his vehicle. After exiting the vehicle, he approached the victim with an open knife in his hand. The victim felt threatened and tried to get away as he called the police. Mr. Hoopner got back in the vehicle and left, almost striking the victim 2 more times. The victim stated he didn't know Mr. Hoopner. According to the plea agreement, Mr. Hoopner pled to 1 count of aggravated assault, a class 3 felony. The presumptive is 7.5 years, the maximum sentence is 15 years. As a result of the plea agreement, the allegation of 5 felonies which existed, along with the allegation of being on release status, which also existed, were dismissed at the time of sentence. I do not feel the sentence was excessive, as the allegations of 5 felonies and the release status were dismissed, which would add in more time. You see 10 years, which is 5 years less than the maximum. Therefore, I'm going to make a motion to not pass Mr. Hoopner on to a phase 2 hearing.
Second.
Agreed.
Agreed.
We have a note.